Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of today's story is The Old Duck. There was once a man who had a duck. While the duck was young, he was made much of, but when he grew old, he was driven out of doors. So he went and lay outside the fence. And a wolf came up to him and said, "Doggy, why so down in the mouth?" "While I was young," said the dog, "they made much of me, but now that I'm old, they beat me." The wolf said, "I see thy master in the field. Go after him, and perchance he'll give thee something." "Nay," said the dog, "they won't even let me walk about the fields now. They only beat me." "Look now," said the wolf, "I'm sorry and will make things better for thee. Thy mistress, I see, has put her child down beneath that wagon. I'll seize it and make off with it. Run thou after me and bark. And though thou hast no thee left, tussle me as much as thou canst, so that thy mistress may see it." So the wolf seized the child and ran away with it, and the dog ran after him and began to tousle him. His mistress saw it and made after him with the harrow, crying at the same time, "Gabriel, Gabriel, don't you see? The wolf has got the child." Then the man chased the wolf and got back the child. "Brave old dog," said he, "you are old and toothless, and yet you can give help in time of need and will not let your master's child be stolen." And henceforth the woman and her husband gave the old dog a large lump of bread every day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Beta at your service, and we are at Lantern. Again, Lantern here with a new story, a beautiful one. So, we heard the story of the poor and pitiful dog without any teeth. So, I'm going to go through the topic. A friend in need is a friend indeed. We shouldn't forget the presence of Allah in everyday's life, in our communication. Sometimes we have some friends who just show an act of kindness, but you have to be wary of this point that this act of kindness should be according to the God laws and your beliefs. And also, as we saw in the beautiful story, friendship has many beautiful aspects. The one which I think is the most important one is that friendships enrich your life and improve your health. There is this beautiful quote which says, "Discover the connection between health and friendship and how to promote and maintain healthy friendships." This is the key point. We have to discover these connections in everybody's life. No matter how you are able or disabled, you can have good friends. Exactly like the poor dog of the story of today. Without any teeth, the other friend helped him to, be beloved again. This is the point. So, friendships enrich our life and improve our health too. Friendships can have a major impact on actually our well-being, but it's not always easy to develop or maintain friendship. I mean, understanding the importance of social connection in our life is so important that and can develop and nurture lasting friendships. But there are some special things and hints that we have to go through to expand this friendship. For example, you have to understand the benefits of friendship. There are many benefits here that I'm not going to count all of them for you, but just some important ones. Like increasing your sense of belonging and purpose. When you have good friends, it means that you have purpose in life. You have somebody to rely on.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And you can actually feel apart from the feeling of loneliness. Loneliness is so dark and sad. I think we as human beings all went through this feeling of isolation and being lonely, not being loved by other people, exactly like the poor dog. So friends will make you happier in this life. And friendship will help you to boost your happiness and reduce your stress. Talking to other people is a way to reduce stress. You know, when you talk to other people, you don't expect them to give you advice, but you need someone to talk to only. You need someone to listen to you, a good listener, which I think I'm not a good listener. How about you? I think being a good listener needs a lot of patience, a lot of experience, and a lot of maturity. For being a good friend, you have to be mature. Don't forget that. And for being mature, you have to have good friends. There is a connection here. So, and I think here, there is one important thing and benefit for friendship. It will help you cope with traumas. Like, I don't know, sometimes you feel like you are a loser, you are left alone by all the people around you, like this story. And I think here, a friend can be the absolute solution. Actually, a good friend. Don't forget that. A friend in need is a friend indeed. We're not friends to have beautiful times with each other. Yeah, of course, there are beautiful moments in every friendship. But I think the goal of being friend with other people is to helping them cope with their difficult times and also to have someone to go and, I don't know, being hugged in difficult times. And also, there are some way to nurture your friendships. What do I mean by nurturing your friendship? I mean, friendship is not one-sided. There are two sides. If you receive help, you have to give help to other people too. And I think one of the best ways to nurture your friendship is being kind to each other. Be kind. This most basic behavior remains the core of successful relationships. Think of friendship as an emotional bank account. Every act of kindness and every expression of gratitude are deposits into this account, while criticism and negativity draw down the account. So, up to here, we were talking about friendship and the benefits of having good connection with other people. I've told you some ways to nurture your connections, to have lasting friendships with others. And at last, I want to tell you one thing. Remember that it's never too late to develop new friendships or reconnect with old friends. Investing time in making friends and strengthening your friendships can pay off in better health and a brighter outlook for years to come. Thank you, my dear friends and dear listeners, to listening to this episode. I bid you farewell and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.